The Weeknd, Ariana Grande, 194 on the Playhouse in the Morning, 0, Amy K, E, all on the Playhouse this morning as we pull a TRQ, a totally random question out of the box of totally random questions. And today's TRQ, your house is burning. Besides humans, animals, or photos, what are you saving from the flames? Your house is burning. Besides humans, animals, or photos, what are you saving from the flames? Amy Kay.
Well, so Steven and Ziggy are out, and so are our photos. I'm assuming I have my wedding ring on. So then I would save all of my purses. I'd put them all up and down.
How many are we talking? How many do you have?
A good amount. But I would only save the ones in my closet. So those are my really nice ones.
Okay. So, you weren't going to save Steven's purses.
No, so. But like I have some that are, I have like smaller clutches or just older purses that I really, those I don't care about. But I have some purses like, in my closet, on my shelf, that I would be able to get those 3, 4, 5. I think there's about 7 in there that I would grab.
Okay, so you'd be going for purses. Besides humans, animals, photos, what is that thing you're saving from the flames? Amy's going to be running out with a fistful of handbags. Just running out with a fistful of handbags. What is it for you in the TRQ, totally random question? What are you saving from your house? Burning down. Can't be photos. Can't be animals. Can't be a person.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Y94.
That's Playhouse Y94, the totally random question. Besides humans, animals, or photos, what are you saving from your home if it's burning down in flames? Amy Kay said she would grab a fistful of designer handbags. E, what are you saving from your house besides people or purses or pets or photos?
You know, this is sad, but I'm going to grab, for a couple reasons, I'm going to grab, we have like a huge bin of Legos for my kid. And one would say, well, that's great that you're like bringing your kid's favorite toy, but that's not why I'm grabbing it. Legos are stupidly expensive. And they're probably like, I mean, that's probably like a grand in Legos. I don't know. They're handy, like literally like my brother's than mine that we've kept since childhood. That I realize now my parents didn't keep out of sentimental value. Go buy some Legos. Like, go buy a tiny thing of Legos. It's like $50.
So you're saving the expensive Legos because you don't want to buy Legos again. You already have to buy a new house. You don't want to have to buy a new Lego house.
Not at all. Yeah, they can have the house. The Legos might be worth more than the house, as far as I know.
Does the Ed Sheeran have a song called Lego House, or am I making that up? That's kind of fun.
He does.
That's actually about Legos.
1,000,000%. So we actually have the same answer, but for completely different reasons. You just don't want to buy Legos again. But I do know that there are certain things that if they were to burn in flames, it would destroy my children's lives. And they each, both the girls have a blanket that I would need to save, like their baby blanket. And they each have a stuffed animal I would have to save. Fortunately, infant son is not attached to anything yet, so I don't have to save any of his stuff. But I know I have to, there's a stuffed Elsa and a stuffed dog and 2 blankets that I 1,000,000% would need to retrieve or it would destroy their lives. So I would have to run through flames through those couple of things. Not because I don't want to rebuy them, but because they literally would be, they'd be ruined human beings.
Crushed. Changed.
They're not like that. The kids don't have anything like that. They legit would just be sad and depressed if it burned.
Mine?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I really don't. They didn't. Neither of them turned into like the baby. They don't have a baby blanket. Well, my daughter has like a blanket she likes. I think it'd be the Legos. He likes the Legos though. That's his thing right now. Anyway, so that I can't think of anything else. Dinosaurs maybe. He's got a lot of dinosaurs. My daughter's too young to like be really attached to anything. I feel like. She's attached to me because I'm awesome.
You're going to have that Arnold Schwarzenegger like action hero moment is like the house is burning behind you, about to explode. You're running out with dinosaurs and Legos.
Yes. You know what, though? Those dinosaurs and Legos are still going to be cool 30 years from now.
True.
That's why you got to keep them. Still the same toys. They never change.
Today's TRQ, your house is burning. Besides people, animals, or photos, what are you saving from the flames? What are we seeing for text? Amy K.
Someone said if I assume I'm not using it at that moment, it would be my laptop because it's always in a bag together with all my other electronics that I cannot lose. Basically, everything I need is already in that bag, so I just grab that bag. Someone else said as many plants as I could carry. Another person said my filing cabinet. Someone else said my grandfather's ashes. They need to be spread in a specific place, and if there's an afterlife, I'll never hear the end of it.
So I don't mean this insensitively, and I don't mean this morbid in any way. I'm just genuinely asking the question. Is not a vase, of ashes the dumbest thing to go retrieve from a fire because it's going to be in the exact same condition
if you
get it from the rubble later?
The ashes will just be more ashes.
Would it be, or would it burn?
I'm guessing urns don't burn, but I don't really know. What is it made out of?
I don't think they put the person in the urn and burn them.
Well, no. But you find that. It's not like the ashes are going to be any different than you left them.
I think it would burn in the fire.
It's already ashes, though. We're saying
it's all ashes.
But you just scoop them up again. You know, like, just get a different cup. Scoop them up.
Yeah,
find them in the ashes, and then you scoop them up.
You don't know if that's the same ashes.
You know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I think it's going to be all the same. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's going to be that different.
Yep. It's good.
I also think that your loved one in the afterlife would be like, I'm okay with you not going through the flames for my ashes on account of the fact that you're saving ashes from ashes.
Why are we having to run back in the building? Why are we not in the building and everybody else has got out and you still have time to safely get out? I'm not risking my life for my purses.
I want you to be a superhero in the story.
Yeah, that's.
If I have to risk my life, then it's nothing. I'm saving myself. If I still have like a good minute, I'm taking purses.
Okay. Today's TRQ, besides humans, animals, or photos, what are you saving from a burning house?
I actually collected all of the 90210 dolls. You know, they're like action figure Ken and Barbie dolls. And I have all of them. And I've been trying to sell these on eBay, and I would run back and get those.
I can imagine that's worth some money, right?
Yeah, I can't be parted from those. I can't let those burn in a fire.
All right, got it. Thank you so much. Any other ones, Amy Kay?
Yeah, someone said I have a keepsake box that I would definitely grab. It has all my kids and stuff and some valuable stuff to me. Someone else said my Nintendo Switch, and someone else said my Shrek Crocs.
Shrek Crocs? Those seem collectible, kind of.
Yeah, I didn't even know those were a thing.
So they're Crocs that have like Shrek design?
Maybe.
It's like they looked at a croc and were like, how can we make this
uglier,
more offensive? And then they put Shrek on it.
I don't know. If you look them up, there's some that have the Shrek ears.
Oh, jeez.
Or there's some that have Shrek on them. I don't know. It depends which ones they are.
237, it's tanks 35-270. House is burning. You can't save a person, animal, or photo. What are you saving beside it?
Oh, my adult toys, wink wink, if you know what I mean. Seriously,
those are priceless. Those are worth running into fire for.
No, they are, because it's kind of like a man, you know, you get used to the size, the feel, you know.
I don't know, but okay. Appreciate your honesty. Is that really worth running through flames for? Seems like you could stroll up into the store you bought it from or the website you bought it from, get the same thing, I would think.
What did she have?
Her adult paraphernalia.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Ew.
I don't know the price of these things. Are they not that expensive?
I don't know.
I can't imagine it's that expensive.
You probably didn't have them insured, I suppose. Nobody's going to call State Farm and say, I need to add that to my insurance policy. Short of you buying like a artificially intelligent robotic doll, I don't know anything that would be expensive enough that's maybe worth running through flames for. And if you've spent that kind of money on that kind of device, you probably do feel some attachment to it. I get it.
Ew.
Rhonda.
You probably named it Rhonda or something like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Any final ones, Amy K?
Someone said my phone, and then I'd be good with everything else. Another person said I miscarried in December, so I would save the box I put together. It has the pregnancy test, a little shirt I gave to my husband when I told him I was pregnant, my emergency room wristband, and a couple other little things in memory of the baby.
Sad. I'm I'm such a clumsy person when I wake up out of a sleep. I can only hope that if I'm ever in this situation, it's in the middle of the day. Because in reality, yeah. I would probably run in circles, trip over something, and land in flames is the most likely end to me in an inferno situation. I'm just super confused when I wake up in the middle of the night.
Yeah. I think that would make it worse if it happened in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I think this is a day situation where you can get in and out safely. I mean, it's a little toasty, but safely.
You know what? I got to change my answer. I got to get the coffee machine.
Ah! Oh.
I'm probably going to need a stiff coffee after that.
What, are you going to make it outside?
Yeah. I mean, the fire truck's got to have like some sort of adapter on it or something, you think. Pretty sure. A round of Am I the Jerk momentarily. It's about 6:48 in the morning. Kid Laroi, Love Again, Y94, Morning Playhouse.